Diallo died in a barrage of 41 bullets from the police, who said they thought he was reaching for a gun. It turned out to be a wallet. Jurors announced their verdicts this past hour.
With respect to defendant Sean Carroll, what was your verdict in reference to the charge of murder in the second degree under the first count of the indictment?
Not guilty.
Was your verdict unanimous?
Yes.
It was not guilty on all counts for all four defendants. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen has been following this case closely.
The verdict suggests that defense attorneys were enormously successful in convincing jurors to place themselves in the shoes of the officers at the time of the attack, with all the doubt and the fear and the confusion that the officers testified about during the trial. And when you combine that perspective with very favorable jury instructions the defense was able to convince the judge to use earlier in the week, you get this result.
Demonstrators are outside of the Albany courthouse protesting the not guilty verdict by a jury of four blacks and eight whites. CBS News Update, I'm John Hartshe.
CBS News, I'm Cammy McCormick.
The book is closed on this case. You need to open it to no man or no woman.
Judge Joseph Teresi in Albany, New York, after four New York City police officers were acquitted in the murder of an unarmed West African immigrant. The officers, all white, fired 41 bullets at Amadou Diallo. They'd stopped him in the entranceway of his Bronx apartment in February of last year and said they thought he was pulling out a gun when they opened fire. There was anger outside the courtroom after the verdicts were announced. Inside the courthouse, WCBS reporter Irene Cornell has the reaction from Diallo's mother.
From Patia to Diallo, the mother who came from West Africa to see this through, praying for justice in America, she was totally silent throughout the verdict. As she left the courtroom, her serene face was streaked with tears.
Some residents of Diallo's Bronx neighborhood are gathered in the street showing their disappointment in the verdict.
I'm very upset, but I am going to remain calm and see what the next step is going to be. But I know the community is very upset about it.
The killing sparked dozens of demonstrations by activists and Hollywood celebrities, many of them arrested in those protests. And because of the publicity, the trial was moved to Albany. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen doesn't believe that affected the verdict.
Based on what we now know and what we'll probably ever know, it's premature and even unfair to say that the change in venue from the Bronx to Albany made all the difference in this case. There were four black people on the jury, and the jury foreperson was a black woman. And by all accounts, this jury was particularly diligent in the way it approached this trial.
New York's Mayor Rudy Giuliani said just a few moments ago he believes the jury's decision was just, and he's appealing for calm.
There are going to be people that have very, very different viewpoints about this case. That's to be expected. And they have every right to express their viewpoints about it. They have no right to break the law.
Giuliani called the shooting a tragedy, but a tragedy from which we have to learn something. In California, another high-profile police case. The officer who blew the whistle on a corruption scandal today called his own deeds unforgivable. Rafael Perez was sentenced for stealing cocaine from an evidence room.
There is no justification for my misdeeds, either on or off duty. I can only say that I succumbed to the seductiveness of power.
Perez was sentenced to 5 years in jail, a reduced charge, because he agreed to tell authorities everything he knew about corruption inside the Rampart Division's anti-gang unit. Based on what he said, 40 convictions have been overturned. Thousands of other cases may now be reexamined, and Los Angeles is bracing for a barrage of lawsuits. This is CBS News.
A letter to me, John Lovitz, the man who wrote the Yellow Pages. Dear John, I believe I'm going to be fired soon. What should I do? Love, Cindy. Cindy, refer to the heading Puppets and Marionettes. Now, go buy yourself a really cute puppet. Talk to the puppet constantly, even when no one's around. Then if you get fired, people won't think it's because you're incompetent. They'll just think you need to look under psychologists.
The Yellow Pages. Get an idea.
Abigail Butler.
John Brady.
Jennifer Gordon.
These are all folks I've rescued. I'm a volunteer fireman.
Julie Kaufman.
The whole town counts on me to be strong, so I can't let muscle aches slow me down. That's why I take Advil. Absolutely nothing you can buy has been proven stronger on tough pain. The folks around here, like
Andrew
and Gina Gregory,
they really depend on me, and I depend on Advil.
Advil, stronger than pain. Use as directed.
Investors are still emptying their portfolios of blue-chip stocks. The Dow today closed below the 10,000 mark for the first time in 11 months. Marilyn Cohen is with Envision Capital Management.
We have the lemming effect. Everybody's moving out of industrial stocks and getting on the bandwagon for the NASDAQ under the idea that higher interest rates won't matter to high-tech companies.
But not even tech stocks were immune to today's sell-off. The NASDAQ was 27 points lower at 4590. Former President George Bush is back home in Houston, but he's checked into another hospital for observation. Bush spent the night at a Florida hospital because of an irregular heartbeat. The FBI has been hard at work looking for some hackers who launched attacks on some of the nation's best-known websites. Now it's admitting its website was hit by the same type of attack last week. www.fbi.com was inaccessible for more than 3 hours.
CBS News Update. I'm John Harchi. Angry reaction in the Bronx after a jury in Albany, New York, acquitted four white New York City police officers of all charges, including murder, in the shooting death of African immigrant Amadou Diallo. It happened in the Bronx last February. Civil rights activist Al Sharpton spoke outside of the Albany courthouse.
This is not the end. This is only the beginning. But let it be clear that we will not rest until we get justice.
The dead man's mother spoke in reaction to the acquittals.
I ask for your calm and prayers. As we go on for the quest of justice, life, equality.
It turned out that Diallo was unarmed, but police said they thought he was drawing a weapon when they shot him. New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani called it a fair trial.
This jury of seven men, five women, eight whites, four African Americans, a cross-section of the community, some people from New York City and from the Bronx, I think this jury reaffirms our confidence in the American system of justice.
U.S. Attorney Mary Jo White says her office will review the evidence to see if any federal civil rights laws were violated. CBS News Update. I'm John Harchi.
Blanket acquittals in the Diallo case.
Not guilty.
Was your verdict unanimous?
Yes.
In Los Angeles, a rogue cop's repentance.
Whoever chases monsters should see to it that in the process, he does not become a monster.
The Dow closes below 10,000.
The trend is now down, so you follow the trend. So until we see otherwise, we're still going down.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. The verdicts came on the third day of deliberation. A jury of eight whites and four blacks in Albany, New York, acquitted four white New York City police officers of all charges in the fatal shooting of African immigrant Amadou Diallo.
What was your verdict in reference to the charge of criminally negligent homicide as a lesser-included offense under the second count of the indictment?
Not guilty.
WCBS reporter Irene Cornell says the four officers shed tears of relief, but there was weeping of another kind among the spectators.
Kadiatou Diallo, the mother who came from West Africa to see this through, praying for justice in America, she was totally silent throughout the verdict. As she left the courtroom, her serene face was streaked with tears.
Outside the courthouse, Kadiatou Diallo appealed for nonviolent reaction.
The killing of Amadou was wrong, and the family, with the people together, will want to achieve justice in peace.
Diallo's parents and their supporters say they'll press for federal charges against the four officers. CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen joins us live with some perspective on that.
Well, Bill, already the U.S. attorney in New York is on record saying she's going to look at those possible federal charges against the officers, though in these circumstances, those civil rights charges are going to be awfully difficult to prove. And if and when that possible trial gets resolved, we'll probably see some sort of wrongful death lawsuit brought against the officers in civil court. And, of course, in that case, the burden is not reasonable doubt as it was here, but a much lower standard.
New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani says Amadou Diallo's death was a tragedy, but he believes the officers got a fair trial.
I hope that people concentrate on the evidence and the facts and put their prejudices and their biases aside.
Now this.
As I am free as a bird now, and this bird you cannot change, and this bird you cannot change. I had an itch to travel, but you can't find airfare at the price you want to pay. It's madness. So I went to Priceline.com, named my own price. Now I'm jet-setting in style without breaking the bank. As free as a bird now. Lord knows I can't change. I'm free.
Now you can name your own price for rental cars at Priceline.com.
Let's say you got into a car accident.
Oh, boy.
Worse yet, let's say you didn't have a State Farm agent to call.
Uh-oh.
Instead, you had some cut-rate car insurance with cut-rate service to match. How would you feel then?
I'm lonely.
Kinda lonely.
I'm Mr. Lonely.
All alone.
Wish I had someone.
Don't want to feel all alone?
To call on the phone.
Go with the good neighbor service you get only with a State Farm agent.
The rogue police officer who exposed corruption in the Los Angeles Police Department was sentenced today for his own crime. CBS News correspondent David Dow reports live.
The former tough cop stood in court in a jail jumpsuit and tearfully apologized to the city.
The atrocities that were committed by myself and those who stand accused are unforgivable acts.
Then Rafael Perez was sentenced to 5 years in prison for stealing cocaine. Under a plea agreement pledging his cooperation, he avoided a possible 12-year term. His disclosures of police beatings, shootings, and frame-ups have already overturned 40 tainted convictions. Perez urged young officers to avoid his path.
Whoever chases monsters should see to it that in the process, he does not become a monster himself.
Live in Los Angeles, I'm David Dow, CBS News.
Blue chip stocks suffered more losses today. A 230-point drop pulled the Dow Jones Industrial Average well below 10,000. It closed at 98.62, its lowest finish since last April. The NASDAQ, which had a record high yesterday, fell back 27 points. Analyst Hugh Johnson of First Albany Corporation isn't surprised.
There's an expression in this business that bear markets take no prisoners. There are no companies, individual companies or sectors that escape a sharp decline in stock prices. So when you see the technology sector generally declining, that's certainly no surprise. That's the way financial market history normally works.
Other experts are reluctant to pronounce the bull market dead. They say stocks are still in a correction phase. In Boulder, Colorado, District Attorney Alex Hunter has put out a statement saying the police department is thoroughly investigating new information in the JonBenet Ramsey murder case. According to the Boulder Daily Camera, a California woman who claims to have been sexually abused as a child has come forward suggesting JonBenet Ramsey was killed accidentally during a sex party. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Bob, what's new? Last night I get in my truck and in the back seat is one of those supermodels. Says she always wanted to meet a man who owned a sauerkraut factory. We're eating sauerkraut. She's wiping juice off my chin. I get heartburn. I pull out my Rolaids and in under 10 seconds it starts working. Then she's gone and so's my heartburn.
Rolaid starts working in under 10 seconds. You expect me to believe that?
It's true. Rolaid starts neutralizing acid in under 10 seconds. R-O-L-A-I-D-S spells relief. Use as directed.
Hi, we're the banks and lenders on LendingTree.com, and we're ready to fight like cats and dogs over your home equity loan. Seriously, you fill out one simple form, and we'll go at it like a bunch of amateur prize fighters. Then, you get up to four offers back within hours. Not a bad deal, huh? We get to fight, and you get to win.
LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at www.LendingTree.com.
Former President George Bush, who had an episode of irregular heartbeat last night, emerged smiling from a Naples, Florida hospital.
Honestly, I really feel good. I'm 75, but I feel 35.
Mr. Bush says the problem isn't new.
It doesn't slow me down, and I don't want it to slow me down. I got a lot of living to do, a lot of wonderful things to do.
Including another skydive on his 80th birthday. The former president has slowed down temporarily. After flying home to Houston, he was admitted to Methodist Hospital for further tests.
I'm Peter Mayer in Dulles, Virginia. Throughout a long campaign day in Virginia, George W. Bush has been keeping up with his dad's medical problem. He continued his tour after assurances the former president was okay. During an internet chat, he was asked about his father's influence.
I inherited half his friends and all his enemies. There are people that will not vote for me because of who my dad is. There are people that are interested in hearing what I say because of who my mother is.
And Bush believes it's easier running for office than being the child of either a contender or a president. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Dulles, Virginia.
The internet vandals have become more brazen. The FBI confirms its own website was disrupted for several hours last week. There's been no claim of responsibility. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
I was always hounding Bob. Exercise, eat right, take aspirin regularly, like the doctor said. Then I had the heart attack.
Heart disease is the number one killer of women. That's why Bayer wants you to know the same aspirin you take for pain can help women fight major types of heart disease. Can your pain reliever do that? Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen.
Now we watch out for each other.
Bayer. Take it for pain. Take it for life.
Hi, we're the banks and lenders on LendingTree.com, and we're ready to fight like cats and dogs over your home equity loan. Seriously, you fill out one simple form, and we'll go at it like a bunch of amateur prize fighters. Then, you get up to four offers back within hours. Not a bad deal, huh? We get to fight, and you get to win.
LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at www.LendingTree.com.
President Clinton had just started a speech in a Washington hotel ballroom this afternoon when an alarm sounded. Mr. Clinton went on with his speech until uniformed Secret Service agents arrived.
They're coming to get us. It really is a fire alarm.
And there really was a fire in the laundry room of the Marriott Wardman Park. No one was hurt. Mr. Clinton left the building and returned to the White House. That's the World News Roundup for Friday, February 25th, 2000. The roundup produced this week by Diane James and Steve Gossett. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.